Okay, so I'm Claire Coyne. I'm recording Mary West on Monday the 27th of October 2014 at her home in Greenwich. So Mary, I've mentioned your name, but if I could just ask you to introduce yourself briefly with your year of birth and where you were born.
Okay, my name is Mary West. I was born 5th of November 1935 and I was born in London.
Okay, whereabouts? Okay.
Well, in Middlesex Hospital, wherever that that went down in London.
Yeah.
Yes.
And where did you go to school?
Well, it depends. During the war, I was in St. Albans, in high school in St. Albans.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. And if you could just tell me in one or two sentences what your mother and father did during what would have been their working lives if they were working.
Yes. Well, my father was an artist, and later he became a war artist during the Second World War. And my mother also was an artist, but she more or less gave up when she had the family, had us, like many women did then.
And what did you do yourself during your working life?
Well, I worked with my father to print his etchings, and also as a PA, I had a couple of different jobs.
Okay,
yes,
thank you.
Yes.
That's lovely just to get a tiny bit of background.
Yeah, yes, to get an idea.
So if we go straight to the Temple of Mithras, so to speak.
Yes, of course. Yes.
If you could just start off by telling me what your main impression was that you took from visiting the site on that day.
Well, I remember how it was very... Well, the atmosphere was very particular, I think. We heard the news, and my father and I, we rushed to see it, and there were a lot of queues. I remember it was very sort of grey day, it seemed to me, and sort of atmosphere of all these people queuing and going around the site. And the excitement, really, because there hadn't been anything like it before, particularly, especially in London. And it wasn't so long, I suppose, really after the war. It was still very gloomy at that period. And it was a really, really excitement about the whole thing, especially, you know, this discovery in London of the temple, which was not a usual thing, event, really. And so I went with my father. I had no idea where my brother was. He probably at school, because I was a bit old, 2 years older. And I was in between going to start university, I think, London. And anyway, we were free to go, and we more or less rushed as soon as we could to see it, as I remember. And I can't remember a lot of the site, because obviously there were ruins, but it was more the whole thing about it, the whole excitement, really, about the what there was. And also I remember my father saying, no, it was going to be covered up, so we got to open it, you know, it won't, they're going to rebuild on top of it. That was the reason that there was this rush to see it. And so that's about what I remember at the time. And is that all right?
That's great. Yes, that's great. I'm just not interrupting you, but I have lots of questions.
Oh, yes, so please ask. Yes,
away.
Yes.
So you said as soon as you heard the news, you and your father rushed to see it.
Yes,
we rushed. Can you remember how you got the news?
Probably it would have been on radio, because we at that time all we had was radio, and we would listen. You know, we're listening a lot to the radio, a great deal, and so I'm sure, or maybe the papers too. It's possible. I used to have newspapers every day. We used to, but I remember more. I'm not sure more than that, really, exactly. But I have a feeling we went very, very soon, quickly.
And have you any idea what day of the week it might have been?
No. I'm afraid I don't remember. I haven't got any diaries, exactly, no. But the fact we were free to go... I mean, I don't know exactly when the news first came out, whether and what day people were first allowed to go. I don't know. But I have a feeling we went pretty soon, quickly. That's all I know.
And it sounds like you're both excited to go. So were you both, you and your father, already interested in archaeology and history?
Well, my father desperately was, and I was always, yes. And I wonder, I begin to wonder, well, it didn't start when I was in living in St. Albans, Verulium. Obviously, I was there during the war. I remember digging in my garden. Now, obviously, we were told all about it. And I think that's how I first started. And my father, so I'm always fascinated by it. And my father was as well, obviously. So the two of us, we were both the ones, so, you know. And I think that's the reason, really. That's why we rushed.
And what can you remember about the day in terms of arriving in the queue? You mentioned the queue and the weather.
I remember it was grey, sort of gloomy grey. Weather was fogging up because it would have been September. Not like this at all, you know. Very, and I remember London being mainly, most of the time, gloomy and foggy, and it was like that. The press are quite... I can't really remember a lot about what there was, but obviously, you know, there was the sight, but it was more the whole atmosphere of it, really.
And do you remember much about queuing?
Yes, I remember the queues, I remember all the people. I can't remember how long it took, but it didn't seem to matter if it took a long time or not. We were just so excited.
And what was it like once you were inside? I know you said... It was a bit confusing because it was still a kind of a messy sight almost.
Yes, but... well, I remember more the queuing, really, and going round this barrier. And I don't remember much going into the site, but we must have done. That's all, you know, really.
Do you remember buying a ticket to get in?
No, I don't remember that. It would have been my father anyway. No. Did we have to pay?
A ticket has come to light, and we're trying to work out how that fits into the mosaic, if you like, of the story of that 2 weeks. It seems like some tickets may have been issued to enable people to dig. But it seems like that was either for a very short period of time, because nobody else has said anything about a ticket. So.
No, that I don't remember. Whether, I've no idea what day of the week it was. It could have been during the week. All I know, we were both free to come. So it could have been a weekend. But, because we're just about to start, I was about to start University College. I'd be doing ancient history.
Right.
So I just did there a year, unfortunately. I won't go into more details. But yeah, my father also started at the Slade as a professor there, all right. Printmaking. Yes, so we were much together in the same place. And we were living in London then. We were living in Chelsea at the time. So it was easy to get there. Went living here. Yeah.
I was going to ask you something about the... Oh, no. I was going to ask you about how much you understood at the time and subsequently about Mithras.
Not a lot, no. I can't remember. I've read up more about it since, but I remember it as a temple of Mithras. And all I remember, I can't remember if there was anyone there talking about it. That's what I don't remember. Or if we were just looking. I don't know if there were guides at all. So people were still digging, presumably, there. Yes.
And there were archaeologists there, you may have been lucky enough to have a short chat or not.
Yes,
I think
or not.
It would have been quite informal.
Yes, it wouldn't. There was no sort of. No, it was just a temple of this god.
So you said that perhaps from being from your evacuation years of being in St. Albans and visiting ruins there,
yes,
that might have triggered your interest in history and archaeology. Well, it sounds like it stayed with you throughout your life.
Yes, I'm sure that's the start. Well, we were told about it at school, and we were there in St. Albans. And that I remember. Then adventures continued. I was always, you know, I remember digging away at various places. we went a lot to France every year, down in the south, and there was always a lot of Roman... You know, the Romans have certainly been in that area for many centuries ago. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I got the interest from, really, right from the start.
So it's something that's been with you throughout your life?
Yes, it still is. Mm. Yes, I know.
And how is it meaningful to you? If you mentioned your grandson, so I don't know how old they are.
Yes, I've got three grands, yeah.
But if you were talking to a, you know, quite young generation and you wanted to express some of the meaning that it has for you, what would you seek to express?
Well, funnily enough, they're both, they're all interested in history, two younger ones, one's 17 and one's 12, and they're both fascinated by history, and I think it must have been all my life I've been talking to them about those things, and they're both sort of been, want to do history as well. So, I don't know, I just, I think you can't, it's just something that's fascinating.
Could I ask you, if possible, if just banging on there a little
sorry,
bit,
yes,
and
sorry.
We probably won't use the interview in a documentary or anything, but if we did, it's
oh, yes,
it's
yes,
more
of
useful
course.
If there's no
yes.
other sounds.
Okay.
Thank you.
No,
if you were trying to unpick the meaning it gives to you, what would you say? What does it come down to?
Well, I'm thinking, for instance, say, coming back to London, one of the things of the age of London. How underneath there's Roman, there's probably pre-Roman, and everything's sort of built on top. It is extraordinary. And it's continuing, this building is continuing more and more at the moment. And also they discover things more and more, I think. It's just this extraordinary feeling of age that people have always lived here. It is amazing. And so, I don't know, it's just, I think it's something that's fascinating to me, indeed.
It sounds like it might be comforting in a way or something.
Oh, yes, yes, I adore London. Yes, rather than in a big city, it is a sort of comfort, people be there all the time. You don't get that quite so much in the country, unless it happens to be in a village somewhere, perhaps. It's this extraordinary feeling of how ancient London is. Well, one of the big cities is ancient, I suppose. Same in Paris, but I don't know.
So it's something about endurance.
Yes, that we've, you know, all the things that London's been through, bombing, and I suppose this was discovered by bombing, wasn't it? Of course, the trouble.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which could happen again.
Mm.
And. And of course, you can't sort of just throw and lock everything down, obviously, to discover London. You just, because there's a lot of Roman remains, I'm sure. And I go to a town, so changing slight subject, a town near where I go in France, it's called Cahors, and that was a Roman town. They discovered a lot of things there as well. Again, by just digging for car parks and things like that.
Mm.
It's interesting.
I've been there, but not recently.
Have
so
you been to
probably a some stuff has been discovered since I was there.
Have you been to Cahors?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yes, because it recently
about 25 years ago.
Really? No, this is quite recent. They were digging a car park to do a car park, an underground car park. They've come across all these Roman remains underneath. That's amazing, yes. I'll have to go and have a look.
Yeah,
let's go back.
It's time for another trip
yes,
anyway.
That's right. There seems to be Roman, wherever I go, there seems to be
You're yeah, following them around,
yes,
or they're following you
yes.
around.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you if, you know, the temple was moved to a different site just
yes.
down the road. Did you go and visit
no,
it then?
No, I didn't realise. No, I sort of, other things have happened in my life, I didn't go. No. So what they're doing, they take it down again and they're going to restore it.
Exactly.
Put it there.
Yeah.
More or less. Sorry. I shouldn't have put my rings on.
That's right.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I've got mm-hmm. some photos here,
yes.
which you said you're interested to look at.
Yes,
so I'll just keep this running if that's
yes,
okay,
that's
in case
right.
anything pops
up
for you.
My dog's my memory a bit.
Yeah. So this is the ticket that I mentioned, and it,
oh,
that goes hand in hand
oh,
with
I
a
see.
Letter.
It's possible, but.
Where is the letter now? It goes hand in hand with that letter.
How's that? exhibition.
Of course.
The people who are restoring it now,
mm-hmm.
were any of them alive at the time when it was discovered?
Ah.
Any as old as me, in other words. You know, I just wondered.
If
they were there.
Yeah.
My national
not,
thing,
not
so
that
no,
I'm aware of.
Because they wouldn't be alive still, would they?
Well, I suppose very if young. They were...
Yes, they were my age.
Could have been an apprentice or something.
I was 19 myself, so... Could have been easily. It could have been, yes. Mm. I just wondered. You know.
I suppose they could still be alive, but wouldn't necessarily still be working.
Oh, no. Mm. No, of course not.
So that suggests that there was some digging going on
yes.
to the site.
Yes.
That's the temple. It's a bit cleaner there. I don't know if you saw it when it was that clean, so to speak.
No, I don't remember. But all I do remember ruins, but it was... So that's more or less... Oh, what was this? The passageway.
Hmm.
And apparently I read somewhere it was underground. They thought the temple was slightly... part of it was underground.
Yes, you mean when it was originally built.
I just looked it up
yes. That's right, because
yeah,
it was part of this kind of, you know, slightly secret cult.
Secret
so
cult, yes.
It was kind of a way of...
Yes, I guess. Hmm.
Yes, there is. So that's Grimes holding the head.
Oh, gosh, yes.
With David Eccles, the Minister of Works.
Mm. That's amazing, isn't it? But I don't think we would have seen these at the time, the heads. I don't think that
some,
would have been...
Some... Well...
Or might it have been...
Yeah, possibly not at the site. They were. They would
have
been removed very quickly and...
Yes.
But obviously they've been in the Museum of London for a long time now. But
yes.
I think they were in the Guildhall for an exhibition in 1960,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
This is the queue that you had the joy of experiencing.
Oh, gosh, yes. I don't remember. September the 27th. Three, half back. Look at the price. Monday. I don't know. Yes, I remember also, you see, I remember that. And I remember the buildings around, the taller buildings, obviously. Because London was only, I suppose, beginning to be rebuilt. The city
well,
was
exactly.
beginning to be rebuilt.
Well, this is, going back to what you were saying about the
yes,
bomb site.
Yes, the site.
So
yes,
that's the temple.
That. Yes.
That's a well, which is actually a medieval well.
Yes.
But that's the temple there.
That's it, yes. Yes, I remember. So if it hadn't had a bomb, I don't know if a bomb had actually fallen on that site or not.
I think so.
Very close
yeah.
by. I don't really know what that was, that building was. I don't know what that is.
That's the church, isn't it?
Is it? The church
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Do you know, it is extraordinary, isn't it? When you think that often holy places, well, I mean, it wasn't holy for them, well, it was. How you get churches built on top. I've noticed that when I went to Sicily somewhere. It was a Greek temple.
Yeah.
You get to, that place is considered sort of very special.
Sacred or something.
Sacred.
Yes, yeah.
And they continue building, you know, churches on top. This is amazing, really.
It is.
It just made me think that.
That one isn't so easy to see, but it's perhaps more along the lines of what you would have seen.
Yes. Yes. It was obviously sort of orange, wasn't it? I mean, you don't imagine a temple as, like in Sicily, for instance, an incredible.
Exactly.
No, it was a ruin. Obviously, it had been.
But they also
built on top.
They describe it more as a shrine as well. I know
a
we
shrine.
Use the word temple, but they're saying it was, you know, in
it was,
a sense,
it
would have been
shrine,
smaller and not
smaller,
so
not a massive
imposing.
Thing. No, no.
Yeah.
For the soldiers, wasn't it, or something? The Roman soldiers, they.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, they think possibly Roman soldiers,
yeah.
But definitely just men.
Ah, oh, yes, that's a window. Kid for half period. I can't remember at the time how long we were. I just remember all these people.
Mm.
So we must have queued. But then we were used to queue. We were queuing. Spent our time queuing all over, you know, for food, or had been. So it wasn't extraordinary. Amazing, is like that. What does that have? It's like a sort of hat on it on himself. That he was wearing. Well, the sculpture is like a sort of hat.
Yeah.
I was wondering what it is. Unless it was holy.
I'm not sure it was
a guard. No, it was something, you know, the head. A lot of people in there, wasn't there? I was thinking women in there.
Yeah.
But I can't remember actually walking in the place. That's what I don't remember.
Right, it's funny, isn't it, how our memory works?
Yes, but maybe we did, because I see people in there.
Well, let me see which one this is, actually. No, sorry, that was before the site was cordoned off. So you wouldn't have had that experience.
No,
because this was before it became sort of official.
Oh, I see.
So there was a piece about it in the paper the day before.
I see.
Sorry,
yes.
There was a piece in the paper on this morning,
mm-hmm.
and because it was the weekend, these people just came down,
kind of
willy-nilly.
Look around, yes.
And then following the publication of this photo is when it all took off and became much more official.
Obviously. Yes,
so you wouldn't have had that experience? No, I don't think.
It's going to be... How are they going to put it all? Because when they dismantled it, did they take all these walls down, everything down?
Well, they dismantled a lot, but...
Then the place was recovered, wasn't it? Find a building.
Yeah, and the temple, when it was recited, wasn't kind of complete in terms of what they discovered here. It was a bit of a hodgepodge.
No, yes.
So it had additions that didn't exist here.
Mm.
So what is going to go back to Bloomberg will be something between the original temple they discovered and the what was recited.
Yes. And they will leave the whole thing open. There's nothing will be built on top. Or is it?
It's going to be a closed exhibition space in the
building.
Sort of the lower level of the Bloomberg.
Oh, they are still going to build.
Yeah, so it'll be...
Oh, I see, well, that's quite...
Simple. Yeah, it'll be lovely,
it.
I think.
Yes, of course.
It'll be beautiful.
Yeah, yes.
And you'll be looking at it through glass, actually. You probably won't be able to go...
Yes.
Right.
This looks somewhere, something like that. Was it near the Guildhall? Somewhere I went, and I saw something similar.
But
they left little bits.
Mm.
I'm sure it was London. It was around there somewhere.
Somewhere
I went, but they left a few odds.
Yeah, perhaps it's a more common way of doing it now. So.
Yes.
It protects it, but like you say, people can have a good
see
lid.
It, yes.
Yeah. So I'm just checking if there's anything I haven't asked you yet. Do you remember after the visit talking to other people about it? And
no. Must have gone home and talked to my family, but it was just not really, but it's something I've always never forgotten. Because it was so unusual at the time, you know, really. And I've often thought about it. I've thought about it quite a bit since.
When you think about it, what comes to mind?
Well, the people, the atmosphere, the gloomy day. I remember it grey and gloomy. The excitement of something so extraordinary being discovered in London. I don't know whether much had been discovered before. People weren't aware of it anyway. Especially then, I think, after all the bombing of London. It was something very exciting to come out of it, really, possibly.
And have you met anybody else who... over the years who went
to see it? Well, I've got a friend, but she's much, much younger, and I think she must have seen it somewhere else, but she wasn't there on the day, as far as I remember. No, I don't think so. Probably, you know, just the two of us were very interested.
Mm.
But it's something that I won't forget, but never, you know, over the years. That's why when I heard your... on the radio the other day, that was They were looking for people. I just couldn't believe it.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad you got in touch.
Wow. I hope I've given enough,
detail. Absolutely. No, it's
just confirm what I felt.
It's lovely to hear different people's experiences.
Mm, yes, because they're all different.
Mm.
And now I thought I might be the only one still left around.
No, you'd be surprised.
It's good. It's good. I'm glad. You know, it's happened.
Okay, is there anything else you would add?
Well, I think it's a good thing that they're going to redo it. It's going to be rebuilt. I felt at the time it seemed such a shame that it was going to be built over at the time. It just seemed such a pity. But I didn't know more than that, that it's going to be moved. I hadn't realised. We assumed it was just going to be covered up, and that was it. When we were, told. But
And there was a big public reaction, wasn't there?
About that.
Yeah.
The fact it was going to be recovered.
Mm, and we're going to rebuild the people's interest in general.
Yes. It just seemed a shame that it was just going to be built on top. And it was going to be lost. That was what we thought, I suppose, at the time. But I didn't realise it was going to be moved. I'm going to take it. Yeah. It just seemed such a shame. But I suppose it was understandable. I suppose they needed to build, or it's going to, they couldn't just leave gaps.
And why do you? Sorry.
Yes.
Why do you think so many people like yourself did turn up and?
Oh, I don't. Why? Because, I should imagine most of them were from London. I don't know if people came from anywhere else. I think that it probably would be important if something else important on that scape was discovered. Now I suppose it would still be, people would come. But maybe a lot more then, as I say, because of there wasn't anything really exciting happening, I think, at the time. It was also very depressing and dismal everywhere. Well, it's part of something exciting happening after the bombing and the war. I think it was fair. A lot of people had gone through a lot of very difficult times, and this wonderful thing happening. So, I don't know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But
probably, yes.
It makes sense.
Yes. Mm. Especially after London being so destroyed a lot. Horrific, really, what happened. And something interesting came out of it, perhaps. One of the good things.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mary.
Yeah,
it was lovely to hear your story and add your story to everybody else's as well.
Yes, I'm sure people will come out with all sorts of things. Some might remember more, some...